Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A nice start to our Tuesday, 56, heading for a high in the 80s. We'll get details on our forecast from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a minute and check in with Kane and get traffic coming up next.
Hi, Josh Woods, Executive Director with the Greater Gulf State Fair here. Here at the grounds, we understand that local business is the lifeblood of our local economy. While many are struggling to keep the lights on and pay their employees, we know that local business owners are resilient, but they're going to need our help. Make every effort to support them every day, whether it's by paying a local bill first, shopping locally online, or picking up a curbside meal at your favorite restaurant. If we all do this, our local economy will be booming again soon. And remember, we'll see you at the fair this fall.
Good morning, everyone. From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have told us no wrecks on the roadways. From the 1065 split heading out towards I-10 Theodore Dawes Road, it's quiet. No problems also downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway and coming in through the Eastern Shore. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals or they can also sell you a new used cart, too. Car Doctor is open. See them at CarDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine, words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We are all in this together. And just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Glad y'all are along on this Tuesday morning. And today's the day that we find out what's next for reopening or partially reopening the state of Alabama. Governor Ivey's press conference to start at 11 o'clock today. And we'll be getting you that audio today during the midday show coming up at noon. Before then, though, we can look around the country. Openings slated throughout a lot of the southeast. Of course, Georgia, the test case with Governor Kemp having opened pretty much everything over there, which, by the way, side note, with a degree of jealousy, I was listening to a radio show out of Atlanta last night.
Okay.
And they were talking about going and sitting down in a Waffle House and eating.
I saw pictures of people in Waffle Houses eating.
I remember those days. That is a sign. You know, we always talk about the Waffle House Index when it comes to storms. You know, even something that I think FEMA looks at. You know, are the Waffle Houses completely open? Are they open with a limited menu? Are they on generator? It was like a funny thing to talk about, but it turns out there's actually some validity into how bad a storm is, and they judge what kind of Waffle House openings there are. Well, life getting back to normal, dining in. Now, the Waffle House right next to us has been putting signs out that they're doing takeaway. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been doing that for weeks. But no, dining in. I saw, I heard the story last night. Dalton has seen the pictures. People actually inside a Waffle House sitting down and getting served.
The joy they must feel when asked how they'd like their hash browns. I think I would break down smothered, covered.
This is beautiful.
Diced. Yeah. I think that some Waffle Houses have even been doing like grocery orders for mm-hmm. people. If you want eggs or hash browns.
Because it makes sense, because they already have their suppliers bringing them X number, you know, of pounds of this, that, or the other. So mm-hmm. as long as they can sell them and not have to stockpile all that.
Right.
So that's a good thing. So we'll find out in a few hours here if Governor Ivey will reopen Alabama enough to get in Waffle House dining going on. I don't know. That's just a Georgia thing right now, but some states out there have done this. Georgia, the one I know specifically, has people going inside Waffle House to dine. Maybe Alabama will be soon on that list. We can only hope. All right, lots to talk about, too, as states reopening out there and the president giving new guidance on testing. We'll get into that in just a second. Also, the Fed has a two-day meeting starting today. Can you imagine what it must be like at the Fed and dealing with monetary policy with all the money that's being spent, quantitative easing that has been done, and really an unsure future out there for our economy? We'll talk about that, as well as maybe some things getting back to normal in Alabama. Remember, we talked about the Hyundai plant closed. It was weeks ago. I thought that was a very big one. We're looking at these. There was a week or so there that were just one thing after another closing that were really big. And I remember hearing, you know, the Hyundai plant was closing. Well, Montgomery's Hyundai plant is resuming some operations, plans to be at full production by next week. We'll talk more about that. Of course, you got the big Kia plant over on the border with Georgia. We'll get into that when they're going to open back up. Also, Senator Doug Jones proposing debit cards for COVID-19 relief payments. So you get a card here. We'll talk about how that might work and how much money we're talking about in that coming up in just a little bit. And we'll do like we do every hour during Mobile Mornings, start off with the numbers and the COVID-19 cases nationally and here at home. Dalton, how are we looking?
Well, the United States crossed the 1 million mark yesterday for number of coronavirus cases. We now stand at 1,010,507. There are 56,803 who have died from COVID-19 since it reached our shores. And some good news, over 139,000 have now recovered since getting coronavirus. When you look at the daily numbers nationally, a good decrease in the number of daily cases yesterday. There were 23,196 new cases. That is the lowest since, looks like, March 30th. That's the lowest number we've had since March 30th.
That's great news.
So lowest number in April. The number of new deaths yesterday ticked up a little bit from Sunday to 1,384. But Sunday and yesterday's numbers, the lowest we've seen since the very, very beginning of April. So we're starting to see those numbers drop nationally. And we're starting to see the numbers drop a little bit here in Alabama as well. 6,539 confirmed cases now in the state. 228 have died from COVID-19. There have been over 74,000 total tests sent to the Alabama Department of Public Health, and 888 people have been hospitalized since March 13th. Now, yesterday there were 118 new cases in Alabama. That's the lowest since April the 4th, and much, much lower than our peak of 339 new confirmed cases on April 9th. There were 9 deaths added to the rolls yesterday. That's more than Saturday or Sunday, but much lower than Tuesday through Friday of last week. Looking locally, 168 cases in Baldwin County with 3 deaths. There have been 2,426 tests administered in Baldwin County, 942 cases in Mobile County with 43 deaths, both of those numbers highs for the state of Alabama, and there have been 6,627 tests in Mobile County. That's about half of what Jefferson County has been able to test, and their numbers are a little bit lower than Mobile's. 27 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 27 cases in Clark County with 1 death, 11 cases in Monroe County with 1 death, 26 in Escambia County with 1 death, 39 cases in Choctaw, 9 in Conecuh, and 58 cases in Wilcox County with 1 death.
So back to something you said there, the number of tests given in Mobile County versus Jefferson County?
Yeah, so for a while, Jefferson County had the most cases and most number of deaths. Mobile County, I think, passed them early last week or over the last weekend, and there have been 6,627 tested in Mobile to Jefferson County's 12,955, and I believe those two counties have had far more tests than any other county in the state.
Right, but Mobile County has got more tests than Jefferson County.
More cases and more deaths, but half of the tests.
Okay, so if we believe the numbers from elsewhere, now counties are different, but we got to believe that if more tests were given, the number of cases would come up.
I would think so. But there's another instance. Maybe they've got the tests and there just aren't enough people feeling sick enough to go take a test. I'm not sure where we stand right now, whether we're low on tests or not.
Yeah, but the same thing would be true in Jefferson County. But if you issue more tests, Or are those tests given in Jefferson County because people feel sick enough to get the test?
That's the question. But if that were the case, you would think that Jefferson County would have
more cases.
More cases, that's right.
Y'all see, this is what we go through, and this is maybe the in a quick soundbite of a lot of television news, all deference to our friends in TV, but they can't ask the next question. And that's what, you know, that's what we do. I know that's what y'all do in your lines as well. You can look at the number of cases, number of fatalities, but you also have to compare that against testing if you're trying to get an idea of the saturation of something in a community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with President Trump talking about more tests out there and what, 3 to 4% of the population he wants to have tested.
2% per state. He wants to make that available.
2% per state.
Right.
With that, maybe. And now, would it be better if it was 20%? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But getting tests to people who aren't so sick that they're going to the hospital.
Right.
And will give us more information.
And right now, I think testing is the key to everything. I think it should be the key to reopening, but it's taken so long to get that number of tests that at some point you got to say, hey, regardless of whether we have enough tests to test our employees or not, we need to reopen because, you know, businesses are dying right now. So, I mean, it would be great to have the number of tests available for everyone to get tested and get tested daily or weekly to make sure they're not making their workplace sick. But right now, we just don't have those numbers of tests.
All right. And coming up, we'll talk about, as the question is, when the state opens back up, when does the city of Mobile open back up? Quick presser, really, I say presser, just a video from Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Also coming up in sports.
In sports, there is a former NASCAR champion who's coming back to the sport. He'll be racing whenever NASCAR gets back on the track this year. And I've got some NFL news regarding their scheduling for the 2020 season.
All right, as we talk about the science of coronavirus, the World Health Organization urges caution for countries considering the existence of coronavirus antibodies as a means to full immunity. Jim Roop with more.
Many countries are considering a so-called immunity passport, a document or a certificate of some kind that will show COVID-19 antibodies exist in someone's blood, meaning the person tested has already had and has recovered from the virus. The WHO's Dr. Maria Van Kerkhoff says it makes sense.
We expect people that are infected with COVID-19 to develop a response that has some level of protection.
After all, that is the history of many viruses, in that once you get it, you can't get it again for a certain period of time. You get the flu, you recover, chances are you won't contract it again in that same flu season. If that holds true with COVID-19, then it stands to reason that some testing positive for antibodies then should be free to move about freely. But the WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says there hasn't been enough testing of the testing. He says the current test does indicate whether you've had the infection.
The serologic tests or the tests that test the blood test that test whether you've had the infection, to a greater or lesser extent of accuracy, can say you've had this infection. It's a very different question to say, are you protected from another infection? So one tells you, yes, you've had the infection. The scientific question is, to what extent does having had that infection offer you protection against another infection? And that is the question that still needs to be addressed.
It's assumed there is some kind of protection, but what kind? How long? How effective?
There are a number of studies that are underway to look at the tests themselves to see if they actually do what they say they do. And what we're finding is that individuals who develop an antibody response is developed about a week or two after infection. And we're trying to better understand what that antibody response means. Right now, there are no studies that evaluate the antibody response as it relates to immunity. So we can't say that an antibody response means that someone is immune.
These are studies that still have to be done to understand the significance of once being infected. I'm Jim Roop.
620 FM Talk 106.5 and sports on the way, plus some audio from Mayor Sandy Stimson about reopening Mobile. Of course, we're all waiting on Governor Ivey and that presser today at 11 to find out about the state.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big-box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Good morning, 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former NASCAR champion Matt Kenseth is coming out of retirement to replace fired driver Kyle Larson on the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. Larson lost his job 2 weeks ago after using a racial slur during a live-streamed virtual race. Kenseth is a two-time Daytona 500 winner and one of only five drivers to win a Cup Series championship, Rookie of the Year award, and the Daytona 500. Kenseth retired from Joe Gibbs Racing after the 2017 season, but he came back for 15 races to drive for Roush Fenway Racing in 2018. NASCAR completed only 4 of its 36 races before the season was suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The series plans to complete the 36-race season once lockdowns are lifted. In NFL news, the league is reportedly developing several different variations of the 2020 schedule to account for whatever scenarios may result from the continuing COVID-19 shutdown. The Sports Business Journal reports that one version of the season could begin 5 weeks later than would have normally been scheduled, kicking off Thursday, October 15th. That would push Super Bowl 55, which is set to be played in Tampa. It would push it back 3 weeks to February 28th. In that case, there would be no bye weeks and no Pro Bowl, although the league would still prefer a 16-game, 17-week regular season. The 2020 NFL schedule could be released as early as May 7th. New England Patriots fullback James Devlin announced his retirement from football on Monday, citing unforeseen complications from a neck injury that sidelined him for the majority of last season. The 31-year-old played in 81 regular season games and 14 playoff games with New England. He was part of 3 Super Bowl championship teams and made the Pro Bowl in 2017. The NFL draft ended Saturday. Since then, teams have been adding undrafted rookies to their rosters as undrafted free agents. 3 former South Alabama Jaguars are now signed and ready to compete for roster spots. Former Jags cornerback Travis Reed was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Defensive lineman Jeffrey Watley was signed by the Cleveland Browns. And former punter Corliss Waitman signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Former Jags running back Trey Minter went undrafted over the weekend and is still waiting to sign with a team. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. We look good from Airport, University, and again, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, Tillman's Corner, Theodore from 90 and Halls Mill Road, and inbound across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for their food special starting at $5. At Daphne, call 625-3910. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. It is 626 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Well, another victim here of the coronavirus, and this is, career, not actual life. Looks like, maybe it's not that. Diamond and Silk are done.
Diamond and Silk are done. Wow.
I can't believe I'm having to say this. I thought with their talents, they would last decades and decades with their depth of commentary. But looks like, well, they're done. Completely done. But the Daily Beast reporting Fox News has cut ties with superstars of vlogging, Diamond and Silk, who had contributed original content to the network streaming service when Fox Nation since shortly after the 2018 launch. Sudden split comes after the Trump-boosting siblings have come under fire for promoting conspiracy theories and disinformation about the coronavirus. Fox Nation or Fox News, there's a source here, said after what they've said and tweeted, you won't be seeing them on Fox Nation or Fox News anytime soon. Maybe we come back, we'll talk about some of the theories that Diamond and Silk have been tweeting and commenting on.
Oh boy.
Yes. Diamond and Silk. Who would have thunk it? Diamond and Silk, another casualty of coronavirus.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big-box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with Ruth Lichtenfeld, personal injury attorney and nurse with Taylor Martino, and I'm a talker, you're a talker, we do lots of talking, but that's important in your business.
Communication is the key. You have to really listen to people to find out what's going on with them. Are they hurt from the car wreck? Are they having lingering issues from their car wreck? I mean, communication to me is the key to being a great lawyer.
And you probably bring things out that we hadn't even
even thought of.
Sometimes I really do, I think. And a lot of times clients will say to me, oh, I'm sorry to take so long. I know you're busy and all that. I always have time to talk to you. And I really mean that. And I've also told my clients, call me when you have a question. Don't hesitate to call me. I really want to hear from you if you want to talk to me or you have a question.
You've been injured? Make sure you get a chance to talk to Ruth Lichtenfeld with Taylor Martino, 433-3131 or online at taylormartino.com.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Special report, coronavirus update. A disproportionate number of men are dying from coronavirus at New York's Stony Brook University. Dr. Antonio Gasparis says there was enough evidence to warrant the start of trials using estrogen patches on male patients.
When you look at the risk of requiring intubation or mortality or death, it's about 80% males versus 20% or 15% in females. So why such a difference? That led to me trying to see in the literature what do we know.
Yet another U.S. Navy ship faces quarantine.
The number of coronavirus cases aboard the USS Kidd, a U.S. Navy destroyer, has reached nearly 50, with some 50% of that ship's crew having been tested. The ship will soon be pulling into San Diego so that it can be cleaned and so that the sailors aboard can receive additional medical treatment.
There's correspondent Ryan Brown. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. With some states gearing up to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new poll finds a potential obstacle to keeping new infections tamped down. Nearly 1 in 10 adults say cost would keep them from seeking treatment if they thought they were infected. The Gallup survey finds younger people, members of minority groups, people with less than a college degree, and those making less than $40,000 a year are more likely to say they would avoid seeking treatment. That could create a blind spot for governors trying to calibrate economic reopening plans to keep watch for potential virus flare-ups. Fiat Chrysler's backing off a planned May 4th restart at its North American factories because it could conflict with stay-home orders in some states. The move likely means factories of all three Detroit automakers will be idled for at least another 2 weeks as they negotiate reopening terms with the UAW. Ford, GM, and Fiat factories have been idled for over a month. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. Will serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
It's an anxious time for all of us. To help manage the stress, your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping, curbside pickup, and even free delivery. They welcome call-in orders and encourage phone consultations to help you find an all-natural solution for you and your pet. Call owner Joe Brown with your order today and get a free CBD hand sanitizer with purchase while supplies last. Your CBD store at West Mobile on Hillcrest, across from Waffle House, or on Facebook says, "Keep shopping local, Mobile."
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another beautiful start. Another great day yesterday.
Yeah, the 79 was the high yesterday. And a couple of beautiful days, Sunday and yesterday, and pretty good today, though we're going to warm into the 80s this afternoon. We should have plenty of sunshine. However, tonight the clouds will move in. It'll become mostly cloudy, especially late in the evening. And the low tonight will be in the 60s, around 65 degrees for tomorrow morning. What we're faced with tomorrow is showers and thunderstorms. There's a storm system coming out of Texas. We'll move into Arkansas early tomorrow and then across through northern Mississippi, and a cold front. We're moving into our area late tomorrow. So we'll see showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow morning through tomorrow afternoon. There is the possibility that we could see a few severe thunderstorms of mainly straight line winds that could occur in the morning and even in the afternoon hours. As I said, that front will come through late in the afternoon. Some showers will sort of linger through the evening, and then clearing skies for Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll see a high in the upper 70s, but we'll also see a high in the upper 70s on Thursday. The difference, of course, Thursday will be sunny and with low humidity. And then it's back into the 50s for Thursday night. In fact, down as low as 52. Friday, sunny skies again, 82. And then over the weekend, mid-80s and sunny on Saturday, upper 80s and sunny on Sunday. So we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday with sunny skies and low humidity but warming temperatures. And I think we could even stretch that into Monday.
All right. And it's, you know, it's, well, the severe possibility is not good, but we could still use the rain we're supposed to get out of this.
Hopefully we'll pick up maybe half an inch to an inch of rain with this frontal system coming through tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, and again, I hate to bring this up, but I know over the next couple of weeks we'll start talking about the start of hurricane season 2020. I mean, we're looking at, what, just a little over a month away?
Yeah, it's almost here, and there have been on occasions a tropical system that forms in May, but the real hurricane season, June 1 to November 30th.
Yeah, I saw something pop up over the weekend out in the Pacific, I think, off the coast of Mexico. Was that correct? Pacific?
Yes.
Did that end up, and is that the first of the Pacific Basin season?
I believe that's the first. That's a very active area, and off the west coast of Mexico and off the coast of Guatemala. And those storms head to the west, but they go into cold water. And so most of them tend to dissipate once they move to the west into colder water.
Makes sense now that you explained it to us. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert. Yeah, if you're new to town, the man who's been forecasting 40 years in our area with a specialty in tropical weather is our staff meteorologist, and we are lucky to have him for sure. All right, 6:38 coming up. What about the city of Mobile? We're waiting to hear the guidance from Governor Ivey today on reopening the state of Alabama. What about the city of Mobile? We'll get to that coming up. Also, traffic on the way next.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
From the CarDoctor.com traffic center, we've had a perfect start across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from the Eastern Shore from Spanish Fort and Daphne downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. State troopers have got radar from Range Line out towards Theodore Dawes Road and I-10, also northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we've got you covered. They also offer free estimates too. Call 580-ROOF. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Buddy Paul texting here. I don't know, Paul. He's talking about diamond and silk. Which one is the one that just nods and says, mm-hmm, and yes, the one with the shorter hair? Is that diamond or silk? Not sure. It's another victim of the coronavirus. The Diamond and Silk now have split with Fox News and Fox Nation. They're talking about the conspiracy theories rolled out. Now, come on, Diamond and Silk. I mean, I was never really the fan at all of Diamond and Silk.
Oh, don't lie.
I'm not lying. You know, I know there's a lot of people that were. And when I was up at that conference in Washington in September, they had all the Radio Row and had all the guests, and I just didn't book them. Something with Diamond and Silk is missing to me. I don't know.
I remember running the board for you while you were in Washington. You said
Dalton got to hear me talking during the commercial breaks because Diamond and Silk were standing there.
Yeah, during the break you said, oh, here comes Diamond and Silk, and somebody's carrying a chair for one of them.
I had a specialty chair. Okay. Like everybody else at Radio Row, you have these regular seats here, and then you have seats in front of where they put like a table there where you have your broadcast equipment, your sign that says who you're with, and you're sitting in there and you're, in your cubby hole there. Mm-hmm. And it's just like row after row after row of talk shows from around the country, and they bring the guests by. And Diamond and Silk, here they come with an entourage, and somebody carried, poor guy's dragging a chair. Now, there's chairs everywhere, but I don't know if it was Diamond or Silk. I don't know. But
how would you like to be that guy? What are you doing here? Oh, I'm the chair guy for Diamond and Silk.
Yeah. And so either Diamond or Silk could, like regular people, sit in a regular chair, but the other one had to have a specialty. It was higher up than the other chairs and had like bedazzling on it. And at that point, I said, well,
my money's on Silk.
You think it was Silk? So I don't know. But they were good. They were on this 5G coronavirus stuff.
Yeah.
This conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that 5G is infecting people with coronavirus.
So, you know, I'm sorry. Sorry, Diamond Silk. Your time may be up on that. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. All right, so we're looking at today at 11 to find out from Governor Ivey about the state reopening. But what about the city? Something that was discussed yesterday afternoon by Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson.
Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Stimson, Mayor of the City of Mobile. It's April 27th, and giving you an update on where we stand in our battle against the coronavirus. Over this past weekend, we continued to collect data showing what the trends are in the city of Mobile. And as we look at that data, one thing that we know is that the number of positive cases on a percentage of total number of tests being administered was still on a downward trend. However, you know, Friday I made a comment about the nursing homes, you know, starting to appear to be having more positive cases coming from the nursing homes. That continues to be true. And I think that we'll continue to see an increase in that until some of the people that are there that are shedding the virus are isolated so that they can control what's going on. I think everyone knows, if you paid attention, to the National Guard had been into one of the nursing homes and actually cleaned it. So in that particular facility, you know, there is a clean wing of three wings that exists there. And so that particular nursing home is trying to determine how do they move people who are not COVID positive into that wing so they can give them better care. You know, what's on everybody's mind right now is what is the governor going to say about reopening? That's certainly on our mind. Last Friday morning, a team from the city, we met for several hours trying to come up with a framework of that plan. We shared that plan with the Unified Command over the weekend, and they've had time to work on it. So the county's given feedback from it. We're waiting on the Mobile County Health Department to give us their feedback. And so that hopefully that when the governor gives her remarks tomorrow afternoon, then we will be able to follow up with that with saying, you know, what is Mobile's response to how she's opened the gate for us. So we look forward to being able to tell you that. But first off, we too have to hear what she has to say about opening. You know, we continue to hope that the data will drive the decisions. We'll be looking at what the governor says, and tomorrow we will have a whole lot more information to tell you which direction we're going in. Probably won't be at 3 o'clock, because depending on what time she makes her announcement, and actually what will happen in the city of Mobile, it will probably come out as a unified command response to what the governor says. So we internally, within the command structure, within the city of Mobile, we have a whole lot of work to do to prepare to be able to tell you what will happen tomorrow. So we look forward to reporting back to you at that time. Meantime, stay apart, stay safe, and stay healthy. Thank you.
All right, so there's the response on the municipal side. Once again, that presser at 11 today with Governor Ivey. 6:45 sports is on the way, and we'll check in with Kane for traffic, all coming up next. Hey, Angelo, how's the current environment affecting y'all's business?
Hey, Sean, we are still open normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2. We have a lot of gold and silver bullion in stock, including 1-ounce silver rounds, 10-ounce silver bars, and lots of different gold coins as well. Even some more silver dollars, Morgan and Peace.
Are y'all still doing free appraisals and buying stuff from folks?
We sure are doing free appraisals, free market appraisals on gold and silver coins, as well as scrap gold and silver items.
But will you buy their items?
And of course we buy them. If someone has coins, scrap gold or sterling silver, or an entire collection, we will appraise it and make a fair offer. Nothing like having some hard cash to help offset some of those bills coming in. No appointments necessary. Just be courteous of other customers in the shop if we're busy.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Call us at 251-725-1590. That's 251-725-1590. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to announce her plans regarding the statewide stay-at-home order. Right now, the order is scheduled to expire on Thursday. Many are divided on the issue of reopening the economy. State Senator Chris Elliott spoke to News 5, saying it's important to reopen some businesses to stop discriminatory practices involving big-box stores, which have been allowed to stay open, and smaller retailers, which have not. Tonight, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and Assistant State Health Officer Dr. Karen Landers will answer questions about coronavirus in Alabama. Our sister station in Birmingham is hosting a town hall meeting. Our own Peter Albrecht will serve as one of the moderators. You can submit your questions on social media using the hashtag AskAinsworth. A man who was reported missing about 9 years ago is now in Mobile Metro Jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office arrested Martin Hugh Sackler on Saturday. Sackler was reported missing in Mississippi back in 2011. Sackler was charged with giving a false name to officers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5, in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market.
Welcome to Moe's!
We're open for business and serving up fresher than fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20 plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Good
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Warwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former NASCAR champion Matt Kenseth is coming out of retirement to replace fired driver Kyle Larson on the Chip Ganassi Racing Team. Larson lost his job 2 weeks ago after using a racial slur during a live-streamed virtual race. Kenseth is a two-time Daytona 500 winner and one of only five drivers to win a Cup Series Championship, Rookie of the Year Award, and the Daytona 500. He retired from Joe Gibbs Racing after the 2017 season, but came back for 15 races to drive for Roush Fenway Racing in 2018. NASCAR completed only four of its 36 races before the season was suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic. The series plans to complete the 36-race season once lockdowns are lifted. In NFL news, the league is reportedly developing several different variations of the 2020 schedule to account for whatever scenarios may result from the continuing COVID-19 shutdown. The Sports Business Journal reports that one version of the season could begin 5 weeks later than would have normally been scheduled, kicking off Thursday, October 15th. That would push Super Bowl 55 back 3 weeks to February 28th. In that case, there would be no bye weeks and no Pro Bowl. The league would still prefer a 16-game, 17-week regular season. The 2020 NFL schedule could be released as early as May 7th. New England Patriots fullback James Devlin announced his retirement from football on Monday, citing unforeseen complications from a neck injury that sidelined him for a majority of the 2019 season. The 31-year-old played in 81 regular season games and 14 playoff games with New England. He was part of three Super Bowl teams and made the Pro Bowl in 2017. The Houston Texans have picked up the fifth-year contract option on franchise quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson is set to play the 2020 season on a $1.17 million base salary. Under that fifth-year option, his salary will be boosted to around $17.3 million. Since he left Clemson to join the NFL, Watson has led the Texans to a 21-10 record over the past two seasons, and he's gone 1-2 in three playoff appearances. The NFL draft ended Saturday. Since then, teams have been adding undrafted rookies to their rosters as free agents. Three former South Alabama Jaguars are now signed and ready to compete for roster spots. Former Jags cornerback Travis Reed was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Defensive lineman Jeffrey Watley was signed by the Cleveland Browns. And former punter Corliss Waitman signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Former Jags running back Trey Minter went undrafted over the weekend and is still waiting to sign with a team. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
USA Health reminds potential patients that testing for the COVID-19 virus is being held at Ladd People's Stadium in Mobile. You have to be screened by phone to determine if testing is needed. If required, you'll be given a virtual appointment and, if indicated, a time for testing. The number to call is 888-USA-2650, weekdays between 8 and 4:30. Tests are performed weekdays from 8 to 2, no one admitted without an appointment and proper ID. Again, the number to call, 888-USA-2650.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. Good ride coming in from the Eastern Shore. Once again, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Mobile Police Department are telling us no accidents in the roadways from Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Government and 65. Light traffic and no wrecks to report. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. Still open for business and ready to serve you. It's here at the Big Tire Event where you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth for just $1 through April 30th. Call 450-1000 and shop at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Plus, coming up, we'll talk to Quinn Hillier a little bit after 8 o'clock, 8:05-ish. Talk with him. And reminder, too, that press conference coming up at 11. We'll have coverage of that at noon today on Midday Mobile. Plus, we'll talk to Mobile County Commissioner and candidate in the AL1 Republican primary runoff, Jerry Carl, who has written a letter to the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, to get in on this lawsuit against China. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. President mentioned it yesterday. We'll talk about it as well coming up on today's show, what the president had to say. And you heard, like, I think the Texas governor is in on it, and I think there'll be many others as well that get in on this.
Yeah, yesterday the president held a press briefing after the press briefing was canceled.
Yeah.
They doubled back on it.
Yeah, are they? Was that just a one-off, or do you know, are we back on having the three-hour press-a-thons?
I'm not sure. Maybe they'll continue to have press conferences just less often. But the president yesterday did talk about China, said there are serious investigations being conducted into their handling of the outbreak. So we shall see. He said we're kind of working in concert with Germany, who sued China for 165, or it was actually an editorial from a paper in Germany asking them to sue for $165 billion. And President Trump yesterday said, we're talking about a lot more money than Germany's talking about.
Yeah, well, okay. Once again, somebody said, well, this is part of a negotiation for relinquishing of debt to the Chinese. Once again, I'm all in. I'm an American. I'm all in. The Chinese are guilty in my book so far on this on many fronts. But how are you going to get the money? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm just going to ask a fair question. I mean, you can do it for political effect. I get it, and stick it to China. I'm with you. I'm behind you. But that part of me just goes, yeah. And then what?
Yeah. And there has to be something you hold over them.
Yeah.
In order to get them to comply.
And that's going to be what?
I don't know.
Okay. So. All right. This segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Lightstream. If you're paying more money, I know you are, in interest than you need to on your credit cards, you could refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment and get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. Plus, try this on for size. There are no fees, and the application's quick and easy, 100% online, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply, like today. On Tuesday, you want to do it? You can get your money today. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Look at this, a note from their website where emails come in from the people that have worked with Lightstream. This one said, heard a commercial, checked into a consolidation loan, and just a few hours later, had my approval and funds ready to be transferred. Awesome. You can apply today and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The other way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Most people got that by now, right? Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, news is next, and we'll be right back.